Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Chalch of Zion, Simon Hay. Chayyadim says that a person should start the second Shmonesre, the Tefillah of the Tashlumen, immediately after the first one, with an interruption of saying Tachnun and Ashrei in the morning, and the evening, just the time it takes to walk Dalet Amos, which we pointed out is a very brief amount of time. A person cannot be get involved in doing any type of work. A person cannot be learning in between. There's an opinion which says that this halacha of connecting the Tefillah Tashlumen to the Tefillah Schaiva is so significant in the process that b'di'evad, if a person would wait, he would not be able to daven Tashlumen at all. But however, the Chayyadim continues and says, so therefore a person should be careful not to have any type of time lapse. But b'di'evad, shall he spell will take if or shall he nizkar after achash he spell will show ish time. He didn't realize the problem until later on. So a person davened, missed shacharis, and it sort of dropped out of his mind. He davened mincha, and then he realizes an hour later that he didn't daven shacharis, so he wants to daven a tefillah v'tashlumen. Well, he davened mincha already, so according to the first opinion we just mentioned, it's too late. If he does not daven the tashlumen immediately after the chiyuv, he cannot daven anymore. But the Chayyadim says, in a case of a b'di'evad where we have a time lapse, yismach al poskim shiyachol yispalo al pishenu oisek achshav b'tfilah. So he can rely on the opinions that he could daven in this situation. Mishabura suggests that he should make a tanai for tefillas nedava, and he should say the following: if I can be yotze machiyev of tashlumen with this shmonesre, I'm going to be yotze machiyev of tashlumen with this shmonesre that I'm about to daven. If, however, I cannot, because you cannot daven tashlumen anymore, it's too late to daven tashlumen because it wasn't done immediately together with the original chiyev, so he will say, if I'm not able to be yotze tashlumen with this tefillah should be a tefillah snadova. Okay. Nearly the osur he spelled tefillah tashlumen rak ad chatzos hayom.
So even though we're saying that a person can daven the Tefillah Tashlumen not immediately in conjunction with the Tefillah Chiyuv, but it does follow the same time constraints. So Shacharis can be said until Chatzos. So the Tefillah Tashlumen for Maariv, which he's going to say with Shacharis, even if he's not going to do it as part of the Shacharis process, it still has the time constraints of Shacharis. Person miss shacharis, he's davening mincha twice, once for the chiyuv and once for tashlumen, but it has to be done in the time constraints of the time for mincha. Okay. Tovali hisbala arvis lanizker. A person missed ma'ariv and he didn't realize ashaavrabal hisbala tashlumen archatsayam. So we say that you have the whole shacharis period to make up the ma'ariv. You have the whole mincha period to make up the shacharis. But he didn't do that. He did not daven the second tefillah during the shacharis period for ma'ariv. He did not daven the second tefillah for shacharis during the mincha period. He cannot make it up in the subsequent tefillah. The tashlumen has to be only done in the adjacent tefillah. So during shacharis, he can make up for ma'ariv. He cannot wait till mincha time, having davening shacharis, and now he's davening mincha. He's saying, you know what, I want to make up for last night's ma'ariv. That he can't do. The tashlumen ela b'tefillah hasmucha can me'arvis the shacharis, u'mishacharis the mincha, u'mimincha the ma'ariv. So he can make up by ma'ariv time for missing mincha. He cannot make up the following morning by shacharis for missing the day before his mincha. Avim tovel he's balo shacharis al pishakvar he's balo musaf yochal lahashim a mincha the zemir kitfila smucha. The one exception to this is musaf, since it's not a set time, is not considered an interruption. So a person missed shacharis, and now you cannot make the tashlumen with tefillas musaf. It comes to mincha and says, well, it's too late. I already davened musaf in between. So mincha is no longer the tefillah, which is samach to shacharis. So that's not correct. Mincha is considered the tefillah which is samach to shacharis, and musaf is like an exceptional type of a tefillah which is done separately. So therefore, the fact that he davened musaf in between would not take away from his right to daven mincha twice to be yotze his chiyuv for missing shacharis. Have a good day.